B-Pod Studios.
I love this dude. He is more Philly. He is so us. He is, of course, Mike Scott from your 10-9-8-76ers.
Right.
What's yes, up, sir. Baby?
Hey, man. How you doing, man? Glad to be here.
I got to tell you, I was telling you, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I love your spirit. You got a wonderful zeal for life, a zest for life.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think it's goes to how I was brought up, man. Just always be humble. You know, stay even keel. Have a chip on your shoulder. And I think, you know, the Philly fans, the city of Philly, just embrace it. And I embrace them back. So it's just, you know, they're showing me love and I'm showing love right back. So that's how I operate.
You do. Yeah. You do. And, you know, you've made people's years. You know, it's so cool to see people and how they respond to you. Yeah. The Mike Scott high, yeah. Man. It's so great.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, any basketball player, any NBA guy could do it, but I don't know if people want to, you know, are that down to earth to reach out to the fans. Or, you know, I'm just Mike, man. I hoop. I'm one of y'all. You know, I curse. You know what I'm saying? I'm a regular person. I just happen to play for the Sixers. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I like to keep it. I like to always stay humble, be grateful. You know, never get too high, too low on myself. Just stay even keel and just keep it moving.
You know, what's so cool about that is that, you know, it's interesting because this city, you really reflect our town. You know, the thing about Philadelphia and having been born and raised here is that it's for real, right? It's a for real, yeah. Town. Like, we get.
That's one of my favorite phrases, for real, by the way.
But that's what we are, right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
You get, we're honest. Yep. You know, sometimes to a fault.
Yep.
And sometimes we overlove, and sometimes, you know, we show fangs or whatever. Yep. But that's what we are. We're unadulterated. There's nothing fake about Philadelphia. And you embody that.
Yeah. Nothing fake, genuine. Just keep it straight up. Keep it real. And that I love it. That's why I embraced it. I love being here in Philly. I love playing here. I love going to crashing weddings. you know, stuff like that. I love doing stuff like that when I'm interacting in the city. And, you know, especially during this time right now, I have a lot of time where I'm just training and, you know, going different places. But, yeah.
You look great, by the way, man.
Appreciate it. 234 pounds. So that's been the lightest I've ever been. So, yeah, I like to stay this way.
You know the best is, too? You embody Philadelphia, and you're a tough bastard, man. And I was saying that. If there is a government of skirmish, I want you on my side, man.
Yeah, of course. A bar fight, a street brawl. You know, I'm front line. Of course, I'm right there with my teammates. I always tell people, you know, I'm not the guy you throw in the game just to go smack or beat somebody. Oh, of course, I still want to play basketball.
Right.
I like playing basketball. You're,
by the way.
But that's what it is.
I love it, man. I do. I love it. What's been, and listen, you don't understand too, the Sixers right now is a gift. Mm-hmm. It's been so long, right? Like, we talk about AI, and AI, that era, Mike, was a blip. Yeah. I mean, it really was. I mean, with the finals in 01, and then that was it. It was a wrap, and there was nothing serious. Like, you got to go back to, like, Doc days, you know, before you were born, from when this team really was a great contender. And you bring back Philly basketball. This Sixer team is so exciting. I mean, the length that you guys have, man, it's going to be scary.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited. That's been one of the first times I've really been excited to get back to training camp. Just want to see how everybody been working on their game. Well, what have they been doing during the summer? And, you know, I feel like everybody buys into their roles. And, I mean, we can be very special. So,
I mean, I can't imagine length, right? Like, you go back in the history of the NBA. I was saying you guys are the Monstars because, I don't know, I don't remember starting five where the smallest guy 6'6".
6'6", right.
That's
right.
Crazy. That's crazy, crazy that's length. I mean, off the bench, you come in.
Off the bench, I come in at 6'11". I'm just joking. I wish I was.
Yeah, guess what, though? Yeah. You play 6'11". You play 6'10", 6'11". Right. You're bored.
Yeah.
It's true. You know, you're a perfect fit for this team because you spread and they have to come out and guard you.
Right.
You're banging three. You're bored. You play great defense, man. Lockdown defense. So that three and D, really four and D, four or five and D, because you can play the five, is such a valuable commodity. I was so happy you came back.
Yeah, man, I was glad to be back. You know, Philly was always my number one priority. Of course, during the, you know, NBA free agency, I put my business cap on and, you know, try to hear from different other teams. But, you know, for the most part, I wanted to be back in Philly. I wanted to be back with the organization and playing in front of this the city.
All right, so I want to play a little word association. Have some fun with you.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do one. We'll do the team, and we'll do beyond that, too.
Okay.
All right, so let's start off with, if I say, Joel Embiid.
And I just give you...
First thoughts.
Beast. You know what I'm saying? He can be a beast. You know, I see him go out 45-20 against, you know, Boston. In Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? He can do that every night. And I think, you know, with Al, he can learn a lot from Al. I know Al would teach him, you know, professionalism of, you know, keeping his body right, healthy, and work ethic. So, you know, if Al puts that, I mean, if Joel puts that stuff he learns from Al, you know, he'll be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's real. We all know that.
That's true. Without a doubt, man.
So, yeah.
No, without a doubt. All right. The quadruple doink Kawhi Leonard.
Damn. It still hurts.
It's touched, don't it?
Yeah, it hurts.
Chris, think about it, right? There's no way in the world you're losing to Milwaukee. There's no way in the world you're not beating Milwaukee.
I liked our chances.
Yeah.
I liked our chances.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I go back to that. You remember that Saturday night in Golden State where you were out there in Golden State, you guys rolled Golden Warriors that night. You played great ball.
I think
matchup-wise, I'm going, And then after, you know, when KD goes down the whole thing, I can't help but go, man, that could have been ours.
Man, it hurt. But I always say, you know, if we're going to lose, you know, we end up losing to the champ. So if we're going to lose by, you know, a last-second shot that hit the rim four times in Game 7,
It is what it is.
You got to shake the hand, shake Kawhi's hand. He ended up winning MVP. So, you know,
I'm with you.
Yep.
How about Brett Brown? I say Brett Brown to you.
Oh, man. Just great, man. He's the first coach to ever FaceTime me.
Really?
You know, and I'm sitting there with wifey, and she said, was that your coach? And I was like, yeah. She was like, man, your head coach has never FaceTimed you. I said, yeah, man, coach is cool. He cool like that. Little stuff like that I like, man. He's real down to earth. You can talk to him, not only about X's and O's, about anything, man. I like that about him. I like that about him a lot.
He seems down
to earth.
Yes.
I'll use that for my word, down to earth.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, I can see where you guys would be close. He's also smart, you're very cerebral. So you can have your good deep conversation, and you can joke around.
Yeah.
You look at him and you go, I believe he has the best in store for you.
I think I feel like that, man. When everybody was saying, you know, fire Brett Brown, I'm like, man, I know he going through it, but listening to all this, you know, crap, and everybody sending him the emails, and I'm glad he's back. So,
all right, if I say to you, Ben Simmons,
boy, superstar, Hall of Famer,
Hall of Famer. I'm with you.
He'll be a Hall of Famer, I think. I think so, to be honest. That's my opinion. I don't know if I'll get killed for that, but I feel like he'll be a Hall of Famer.
No, it was funny because I get ripped all the time for being a Ben kind of apologist. Because I look at it, after 3 years, you know better than anybody. Mm-hmm. When you see a third-year player, particularly a guard and a point guard, how they blossom once they get their kind of feet onto them, especially him. You're a 6'10". Point guard, 6'11" point guard, and now you learn the league, you get comfortable, you start to feel. Because I think what people don't understand is that being a person in the league that young, that there's a period where you have to become acclimated.
Yeah, and not only that, man, he has a whole country. You know what I'm saying? He's from, you know, he's from Australia, so he got a whole country on his back as well. So he has to deal with that. And, you know, I'm not trying to give him a sympathy or sob story because I'm always here for tough love.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, yeah, it's it's hard. You being young, being number one pick, you know, having all that money, can't be that hard. But Hall of Famer, like I said, he'll be a Hall of Famer for
now,
sure.
Now, if he, now I ask you, if he... Would you ever tell him, did you ever tell him, like, dude, shoot the ball?
Nah, you know, when it comes to jump shot and, you know, everybody always talk, I mean, you just don't force it. You know, let it happen. Let him start slow. You know, he don't got to start shooting threes. You know, start mid-range. Start, you know, stuff like that. Start slow.
Honestly, when I look at it, yeah. I don't care if he ever shoots a three. I just want him to be aggressive offensively.
Yeah.
Go be like Giannis. Go to the rim. Attack the rim. Go to the line. I just want you to go to the line, you know. Go to the line 10 times a game because... Seriously, who matches up with him?
Right.
Yeah. Who's going to guard him?
That's true. That's true. And, you know, like I say, you know, it'll happen. You know, he has a lot. He'll play in the league for a lot of years. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. That, you know, that part of his game will come. You know, I'm not rushing it. Hopefully the coaches and no one else is rushing it. You know, take your time. I know he has a great work ethic. I know he's been working. I've been seeing clips of him shooting. So it's going to happen.
All right. Your favorite place to hang in Philadelphia?
My favorite place to hang in Philadelphia. You know, I've never really been nowhere in Philly.
What spots you been going?
I don't go nowhere. I go from Camden, the practice facility, and
how
I
about,
was
like
I was
restaurants, standing. Nothing.
We'll make them a list, Dan.
I didn't go to no restaurant. I went from Camden, the practice facility, to the Franklin.
Oh, come on, man. I got to take you.
I used to go to the little restaurant downstairs in the Franklin in the building. But as far as I haven't hung nowhere.
Oh, we got to get you. Yeah. We got at least a couple spots. I mean, there's.
Well, look, now
some
we have
spots.
Something to do. Now we have something to do.
We got to do it. Yep. What's the favorite thing that you have done with people?
I mean, I have to say, you know, crashing that wedding was pretty. That was pretty cool, man. That's the first time I ever did that. I didn't know they was going to react like that, and that made me feel pretty good.
Yeah, you had to feel like $1 million. Yeah. It's incredible.
It felt dope, man. They was already lit in there, so before I walked in there. So when I walked in there, the party got real crazy. So, man, it was dope, man. They treated us with class. They treated me and my boys with class. They was, you know, giving us drinks. Of course, I had the Jack No Ice on deck.
Cool, man.
Yeah, man. It was dope, man.
Andrew, make sure we got it.
That's right.
All right?
That's right.
Mike's not driving, and he's done for the day.
That's right.
So we got it in the back. We do like a fake cocktail at 11:10 every day, right? Because... Nat, did you get it, Nat? Did you get the riddle?
Oh, wait. So it has something to do with Deshaun.
Right. Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah, because it's
so
at 10.
You like the Eagles, right?
No.
Well, you know. We're talking about,
I know.
I don't.
Eagles.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't. HTTR. Sorry, Philly. Hey, y'all. Okay. I love y'all. Yeah, but y'all already know what's up. I was born in D.C., raised in Virginia. Y'all gonna have to get over it. Y'all gonna have to get over it. We'll see y'all week one.
That's right.
Ooh.
Week one. We know where we at week one.
Listen, you gotta be real. That's part of being real.
I'm real.
We won't want that. That's fake me out.
Y'all
like,
don't want
the Eagles. Like,
y'all don't want me
Eagles.
Coming here being an Eagles fan.
No, I want you to be a Redskin man.
Exactly. Right.
And plus, we get to bust your stones after they round.
And you know what? We wouldn't like it if we went somewhere else and someone told us to be a fan of somebody else. We would not like that. So it's all good.
No, without a doubt. So 11-10. So Carson Wentz is number 11.
Right.
And Deshaun, who was in Washington, as you remember, is number 10. So 11-10, it's D-Jax, right? So it's Jack and then Ginger for the ginger hair. So we do the Jack and Ginger 11-10.
Okay.
Every day we do the thing. Right. So I want to come up with the Mike Scott cocktail.
Okay.
At high noon.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, let's do that.
Well, he has the hive, so it's honey. So we'll have to have, what about
honey
Andrew?
Jack.
Honey Jack.
Honey Jack.
Honey Jack.
Yes,
the
there
honey
it is.
Jack.
That's it.
All right. That'll be it.
That's it.
All right.
That'll be
all right. Yeah, but you should do it at 1, because I'm a number 1. Maybe at 1 p.m.?
Perfect.
I don't know. Is that whack?
No,
is that lame?
No.
Is that cool?
I love it.
All
1 o'clock.
Cool.
At 1 o'clock, we're doing that.
All right, cool.
At 1 o'clock. All right, real quick. So Did you ever see Bill Murray? There was a documentary about Bill Murray because you remind me of Bill Murray, Philadelphia.
Okay.
Where he crashes weddings.
All right.
He goes to parties. And so he did a documentary where they follow him around.
Okay.
And a bunch of Philly dudes did the documentary where they follow him around, just popping up.
Right.
Different places. Like he was in Austin, Texas, and he's in some party.
Okay.
Like all of a sudden it's Bill Murray, and he goes and he starts doing the dishes.
Right.
And it's like, Mike Scott, you are our guy. Like, you never know where you're going to wind up.
Yeah, man. Today I was at the Art Museum steps handing out free ice cream. I went from that straight to Popeye's.
That's the best.
People at Popeye's. I wanted to see what that chicken sandwich was talking about, which is good. I gave it an 8.8 out of
8.
10.
8.8? All right, that's good. 8.8.
Like I said, man, I'm all over, man, especially when I got time right now. I'm not doing nothing but training. You know, of course, when the season starts, I want to lock in and be focused on the season.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm having fun. Embracing the city. They've been embracing me. So I just, like I said, I like to show love back.
Yeah, did you always, were you a Wizards or a Bulls fan growing up?
I was always a Players fan.
Yeah.
So, T-Mac was my favorite player. Mello, Dirk Nowitzki, KG.
Mello, Didn't Nuss have the Mello?
Isn't
he crazy with having Mello? Like, here he is, and he can't get a job.
It's disrespectful, man.
Right?
Come on, man. Mello, come on. What are we talking about, Mello?
I agree.
Come on, man. That's one of my favorite players of all time.
He always reminded me as a tall, 6'9 AI.
Yeah. He could score.
Just
a lot.
Fill it, right?
He was witty. He was a dog. I don't know what it is, man. I don't know why he's being treated like this, but, he's a soldier. He's still a Hall of Famer. Made a lot of money. So, shout out to him.
I say AI, and you say?
God.
Yeah.
Man, I grew up in Virginia.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
AI.
Yeah.
Michael Vick. Even Lonzo Mourning. But, for the most part, to be honest, it was AI.
Yeah.
AI and Vick. So, I wanted to go to Georgetown. I never got that letter from Georgetown.
Really?
I wanted to go to Georgetown because of AI. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So, man, he was a god, man. He's a god. And he still is, especially here. So.
It's amazing, too, because he walks in a room like...
Yeah, man.
It's like the energy's there.
He just had he got that swag, that chip on his shoulder. I don't know, maybe it's a VA, a Virginia thing, but he just had that swag, man. He had that swagger and that toughness.
Yeah.
He was short and he was small, but he still, you knew about Allen Iverson. So.
That's right. How about you? Did you meet the Doc? Did you ever?
I met him a few times. I don't know if he remembers me, but I met him a few times, a couple times, shook his hand, legend.
How about Doc's hands?
Dude. This compared to mine, what I'm saying? So, yeah. He's another legend. First person to start, doing all the crazy dunks. So,
did you ever see? There was a great documentary. You love it. It's the Dr. J documentary. They showed on NBA TV.
I got Bill Murray, Dr. J. All right, I got to make a list now.
I got you covered, man.
You put me on game now. Okay.
All right, I got you covered for the spot, man. Right. We'll go out for the spot. I got one last thing, okay. And I'm so happy you came by. I mean,
sir,
listen, everybody loves you, and I'm so happy you're back here. I'm hoping that you like the song, Junis.
Uh-oh. See,
I love the song.
It's a classic.
Right?
It's a classic.
So, when you hear this song,
I still don't know the word. I just know the 76er.
Everybody for Philadelphia. 76ers.
This reminds me of the wedding. I was at the wedding. I was dancing with the lady.
Yeah.
Oh, that was dope. That was dope, man.
And it's fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Mike Scott.
Yes, sir.
Sixers, baby.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
y'all.
Thank
you for stopping by, brother.
Love y'all. Shout out to the Hive. I love y'all. I see y'all. I'll be here in a couple weeks for good. Yes, sir.
We can't wait, man. Can't wait. Thank you, baby.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
it. There he is, Mike Scott, hanging out. Oh, man, what a treasure. A Philadelphia treasure, Mike Scott. This is the Mike Missanello Show. I'm Anthony Gargano, filling in for Mike. We'll come back just a moment right here, 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.